Week, I've been meaning to talk to you about this. You know, some chaos going on in county government. The county suing the sheriff's department. I've never heard of that before. Has that ever happened before?
I believe it's unprecedented. And you said chaos. That's a good word. That's kind of the environment that reigns in county government. I've never seen a level of government more mixed up than Milwaukee County government. But anyway, the Corporation Counsel, who is my lawyer, the Corporation Counsel is a lawyer for the county. Took me into court last week to sue me.
What?
I don't know where she went to law school, but she ought to go back and get her money back because she didn't know that a lawyer can't sue their client. So the judge informed her of that, and she's kind of like, oh. So there was smackdown then. They went back. They hired an outside law firm and came back again into court, and the suit is over trying to force me to lay off sheriff's deputies. And there's some other lawsuits going on, and hearings about that, and that ought to play itself out first before forcing my hand. But anyway, they came back again last Friday and again tried to sue me to force the layoffs. And they were informed, Corporation Counsel Kimberly Walker was informed she needed county board approval to go through with this, and she didn't get that. So again, it's incompetence, inexperience, and that was the lawyer that was representing me. And I'm glad I don't have her anymore. I've hired my own outside counsel, Mike Whitcomb. Attorney Mike Whitcomb is doing a very credible job of smacking this stuff down. And it's really about the rule of law. You know, Chris Abele, and this is the train wreck of a budget that I've referred to that he presented. We'll be seeing this for a long time. It is so screwed up. It's unbelievable. It decimates public safety in Milwaukee County. And it's my job to fight for resources to keep this county safe. Because, Gregor, there's only one thing that I care about in this whole ball of confusion, and it's the safety and personal security of the people of Milwaukee County. So I stay focused on that, and I'm not deterred or distracted by all these sideshows going around me. I stay focused on my purpose and our mission, and that's to keep the people of Milwaukee County safe. So we'll see how that goes from here. But again, this is the lawyer, Kimberly Walker, that's representing the entire Milwaukee County, and it's apparent to me anyway that she's incompetent. She doesn't know the rules.
It just blows my mind. It's your lawyer suing you. That just doesn't
actually,
make any sense.
That was a blessing in disguise because once she did that, then I was entitled to go out and get my own lawyer, and I went out and got a competent one. I'm tired of being represented by Milwaukee County Corporation Counsel. They just don't have the savvy. They don't have the moxie to win in court. They fold their cards. They wave the white flag as they walk through the courtroom door. And that's the kind of representation I've had out of Milwaukee County. But now I got my own, and I would expect better results out of this.